Here's today's Bible principle with Dr. Gene Getz.
Paul and his missionary companions were often criticized and condemned, particularly by false religious leaders and teachers. And the same thing, of course, happened to Jesus, and he warned the apostles that it would happen to them. Here's an example. Paul was criticized by the Thessalonians, even by some who had become believers. But note how he responded to this kind of criticism.
Although we could have been a burden as Christ's apostles, instead we were gentle among you, as a nurse nurtures her own children. You are witnesses, and so is God, of how devoutly, righteously, and blamelessly we conducted ourselves with you believers. As you know, like a father with his own children, we encouraged, comforted, and implored each one of you to walk worthy of God, who calls you into his own kingdom and glory.
What a great example for all of us. In spite of criticism, Paul took a positive approach. He and his missionary companions were reflecting the fruit of the Spirit, which is love and joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And Paul graciously reminded them of this reality in his follow-up letter. Now, this, of course, does not mean we should never defend ourselves directly against false accusations. Paul demonstrates this in his own life, particularly in his letter to the Corinthians. But self-defense should always be in the context of reflecting our new life in Jesus Christ, which, of course, is the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first-ever multimedia study Bible. Through QR codes, you can access 1,500 videos, as Dr. Gene Getz teaches 1,500 Bible principles. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.